Well, here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, visiting today with a Pleasantville head softball coach, Allie Phillips, for our community and our listeners to get to know her a little bit better. Allie, let's just start off, you know, our conversation talking about, I know you are busy and you're part of a very busy family. You know, besides being the Pleasantville head softball coach, you know, what else makes up your schedule? What else makes up your free time?
Free time is pretty slim in my world. So we have three kiddos, two of them being twins that are a year and a half. So they absorb majority of my, what you could call free time, but, yep, I coach softball. I also coach, junior high volleyball here at Pleasantville. So that kind of, you know, once softball wraps up, I'm almost right into the volleyball world. But, you know, aside from that, yes, our family is very busy. We farm quite a bit. Aside from farming, my husband does plenty of stuff in the summer as well. As you know, he races, but we also do, quite a bit with, you know, hay things, and then we also tile in the winter. So it's pretty nonstop for us. You know, a lot of people think farmers only are busy in the spring and fall, but that's not the world we live in. So, but aside from, you know, that kind of life, it all takes up a good chunk of my year as well. You know, it's not just a May to July kind of season when the, you know, people are actually paying attention to softball. It's all year round too. So aside from my crazy kiddos, like I said, I have a 5-year-old and then I have a set of twins that are about a year and a half now. That pretty well takes up my free time.
Yeah, and you know, your husband Pastor Phillips is a pretty well-known name here in Knoxville and in surrounding areas because he's a weekly racer at Knoxville Raceway. Actually had a 360 feature win here just a couple weeks ago. You know, talk about that a little bit of you know, what it's like to be married to a guy who's racing weekly at Knoxville Raceway and just the kind of being a part of that race family.
Yeah. Well, I have been with Pastor since I was a junior in high school, so I've been living the racing life for probably about as long as I can remember here. So it doesn't come as a shock to me when he tells me we're going racing somewhere. It's kind of what I've accepted for my, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sundays. But as far as, you know, that goes, we race for a couple great teams, couple great guys, and they allow us to continue doing what we're doing. Like I mentioned, we have a kind of crazy busy schedule between the kids and just stuff outside of the racing world. So when we were given the opportunity to race for these guys, that really kind of helped us go to the next level as far as, you know, being able to be a family as well as racing. So, yes, we were fortunate to get our first 360 win. We've been very close these past few weeks. We travel with the Sprint Invaders quite a bit and been racing with them. And, you know, we've been having some podium finishes with them and very close to getting those wins. So when we finally got that one at Knoxville last weekend, that was a big deal. As you know, anybody that's listening here knows that's around the race world, winning at Knoxville is pretty hard. So any win there is a deal. And, you know, we can't do it without the people that help us get to the racetrack each and every day.
Well, Allie, just also to ask you a few other questions just so our listeners can get to know you a little bit better. You know, what would you say is your all-time favorite food?
My all-time favorite food? Oh, boy. My guess or my assumption would probably be, lasagna.
Dream job if money or location was not a factor?
I'm living my dream job. I want to be home with my family. I want to be present, being able to be with my kiddos, staying home with my kids. And then being, like I said, I mean, living in the country, living on the farm, being a farmer's wife, that's a big goal. I mean, I couldn't ask for anything better. That's how I grew up, being on the farm, doing things with my family. So being able to spend that time with my family, being with my kiddos, coaching on the side, I have a very big love for sports. So I wouldn't really choose anything else. I think I'm right where I want to be.
Any college or professional sports teams you cheer for specifically?
Iowa State for sure. My husband and I are both Iowa State alumni. So, you know, we follow them pretty much in any sport that we can. I'm also a pretty big, you know, I'll cheer for the Hawkeyes every once in a while unless they're playing Iowa State. But aside from that, no, I don't go too crazy on any other teams. I'm a pretty loyal, forever true Cyclone here.
All-time favorite movie?
I'm a big Harry Potter fan. No specific one's my favorite, but I can watch that on repeat, never get sick of it.
What's the best vacation or trip that you and your family have been on?
I would say either last year we went to Oklahoma racing, ironically here, but it was in a perfect little place. One of our sponsors was kind enough to get us an Airbnb, so that was a pretty good little trip, kind of a mini getaway with a perk of racing. But I also went to Punta Cana for a senior trip with a bunch of my high school buddies and a big group of people, and that was pretty fun to experience as well.
You know, you don't have to speak on behalf of Tasker here, but, you know, a bucket list place you would love to go or love to have him race at someday?
Australia. We both would love to go there. Australia racing wise, I mean, I want to see the Australia in general, but that, you know, we would love if that took us there someday. But him and I always talk about how we want to go to Brazil and different areas like that. Brazil's very big on crop farming and whatnot too. So I feel like that's just kind of our interest and where it takes us. And we just kind of want to explore some of those other areas around the world.
Favorite flavor of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Favorite type of music that you like to listen to?
I'm a country gal. I do enjoy country, but it kind of depends on the day and in my mood, I guess. I have a wide variety of range of music that I listen to.
On the farm that you live on there, any pets there?
Yep, we have two bloodhound dogs, and you can hear them. If you drive by, they'll bay at you. We have a couple farm cats as well, and then we have what we like to call our hobby cattle. We have some cows here that we enjoy. We don't have a huge herd by any means. It's not a big operation for us, but something that we enjoy having.
When you were a kid, when you were younger and growing up, what was your favorite thing to do with your friends?
Go swimming, hanging out in the summer, doing stuff like that, spending time with each other, just, you know, being creative. That's what you had to do when I was a kid. You didn't have all the luxury of TV and internet. So just being out and about, playing together, and then, like I said, being the swimming, different stuff like that over school or summer break.
If you could, who is the person in your life that's a non-family member that you would most likely go to for a piece of advice?
Oh, probably my best friend, my high school buddies. I have quite a few gals that we're still very close. So I would, any of them would be the ones that I would go to in a heartbeat, aside from my husband, I guess, if we're not, depending what way we look at it.
Yeah. Is there a meal, if any, that you would say you specialize in cooking?
Oh, I don't know. That would be more of a tasker question. I enjoy to bake. I'm a baker. I bake pretty good things. So maybe that would be, I'm pretty good at baking breads and things like that. So that might be up my alley.
Favorite annual tradition?
Favorite annual tradition. As corny as it sounds, probably Knoxville Nationals.
Good choice. Favorite pizza topping?
Ooh, probably veggies. More.
And my last question for you, Allie, before we wrap up, is your favorite part about the Pleasantville community?
Their support. Absolutely. They, even when I, you know, I went to Twin Cedars when I grew up, so down in Bussey, and, you know, when we always played Pleasantville, there was always a showing. You know, it didn't really matter what their record was, but they just had folks that wanted to become softball related, you know, any sport. If I go watch volleyball or basketball or whatever it may be during the off season, you have folks all the way from, you know, elementary school all the way up into retiree grandparents, right? And they might not even have a kid out there. So this community has a great amount of support as far as, you know, that I can see when it comes to age ranges too. And they just want to be there. You know, they want to be involved. And that's what I love the most about this community is they're there to support you in any shape and form.
That's been a Let's Get to Know You segment with Pleasantville head softball coach Allie Phillips. Allie, I appreciate your time and, you know, best of luck for the softball season and, of course, your race season at Nashville Raceway.
Thank you. I appreciate it.